out here, it's very smoky out here. It's like I'm driving away from the fire, but it became smokier. I think it's just the way the terrain is structured, the valleys and air streams coming in from the ocean. Microclimates, they talk about. Whatever the fuck that means. It's a nightmare, but it's different. It's very different than it was a couple of years ago. You know, there hasn't been a time when my area has been directly under, or indirectly even, under a real threat, and which is great. They evacuated way more people this time than they did last time. I think that was the big change. That and all the power outages. We got cops behind us with their lights on. Let's get out of their way. Guy over, I don't know. They're not pulling this guy. So they basically, you know, there was high winds on Saturday night into Sunday, and ahead of that, they basically evacuated. The winds were blowing out to the ocean, and they pretty much evacuated all the way to the ocean, like all these, like, sleepy-ass fucking beach towns, and, you know, all these, like, areas you think of as, like, incredibly moist at all times. A lot of stuff didn't get evacuated in the last fire. They just sent everybody out. And so, like, they're calling it, like, the largest evacuation in the history of the area, of the county, you know? And, we're in this weird pocket in Petaluma where they didn't turn off our power. At least there was some stuff on the other side of town where they lost power, but most of the town was still on, and not smoky, no evacuation warning or anything. And so a lot of people, you know, and it happened like this last time, but you know, it seems more significant this time. There are just a lot of people that went to Petaluma and stayed there, because south of us in Marin County, I guess over the weekend, most of Marin County was without power. And there's another round of power outages today, I guess. They're trying to turn power off before the fire danger gets extreme, so that when the wind hit in those lines, handle your infrastructure, but that's what they chose to do. It was a fucking bang up job there. Like, I stopped at the gas station just before turning this on, and the gas station was out of gas. Driving past there's cars. I said, but way less. I was driving past a park and ride here in Novato, and there's just, like, no cars in it. I don't even know what traffic will look like today. If people are just like, oh, I'm going to work, do-do-do-do-do-do, or if it's going to be... if it's going to be fucked or what. I don't know. That, and I also, I feel like the flow of information has been way worse this time. The last fire, it felt like it was very easy for me to find, like, okay, here's a press conference from Cal Fire talking about current efforts, like, what's going on here, here's what the situation is, here's what happened over the last 6 hours, and all that stuff, and I'm just not getting that, and, you know, like on over the weekend when it was very unclear as to, you know, like you're seeing like towns that, you know, you could ride a bike to if you were so inclined, in an afternoon, you know, not that far away, being forcibly evacuated. And there you are with power on, going like, okay, well, what, no one's talking about us, basically, and, yeah, I guess, like, no news is good news, but at the same time, it's really rattling to be like, I'm just trying to find out if there's, is it potentially going to blow this way, like, when the wind shifts, is something going to happen, you know, like, trying to get some sort of information about our actual area. It has not been great. Like, the news sites that are devoted to Petaluma have not had, it's just like, schools are closed because, and there's going to be smoke today. Like, we didn't have, you know, during that couple of days last week when the fire had started going, or Friday, I guess, when it really got going. The air quality was fine. And then Saturday it was mostly okay. And then Sunday it was like, oh, okay, it's smoky now. And then Monday it was smoky. And now today it is too, but maybe not as much. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, the information seems, the information quality seems poor, I guess I would say. And then it started with the power outages, like PG&E, even now, it's just like last night they were like, hey, we're turning, like there's a bunch of places in the South Bay, like south of San Francisco that don't have power. Specifically because they're like, oh, we don't want to start any more fires, so we're, you know, the same old mentality they've had all along. And, you know, you got people in the East Bay and East, you know, South Bay and stuff like that that are, like, have been without power, and then it's like, okay, there's going to be a power outage in your area on Tuesday. And I saw a lot of people that are like, motherfucker, my power is out now. Like, what, are you going to turn it back on so you can turn it off again? Like, what the fuck's going on? You know, like, as someone who needed oxygen, that needed power to get their oxygen passed away, you know, there's been deaths around that stuff. It sounds like the fire itself is not... you know, I guess are they fighting it better this time, or is it just a different area, or I don't know what the deal is, but, you know, like, it has not been as destructive to property and certainly not people, as the fire was a couple of years ago. You know, I have a friend of a friend, or a friend of my mom's, or whatever it was, I forget, you know, they got hit in the fire a couple years ago. Their house burned down, and I guess they had just moved back into it in March of this year, and now they're like under mandatory evacuation, like get out. I heard they didn't leave. They're just like, no, we just got this fucking house. I don't know. So yeah, it's just fucking weird out here. I don't know. It feels fucking bad. There's an unease to this stuff that, like, I don't know. And also, you know, like having a baby in all this stuff definitely fucking ratchets everything up a little bit. Where you're like, okay, what do we do with the smoke here? That's, you know, like it's not great for me, but. What about this sweet baby? So that's another wrinkle to this whole thing. I've got pretty decent air purification stuff set up in one of the rooms, and we can keep her in there. And if the smoke gets bad, which it's not. Just had a bunch of work done. Basically had to replace all of our heater ducts under the house because rats chewed through them, and all of a sudden, you know, they're just, those things are not super stable to begin with, and they'd all fallen down and ripped up, and rats had gotten into them and fucked in there, or whatever these rats do. So that work just got done like less than a week ago. So we can turn on the heater now, which is nice because it's starting to get a little cold. But more importantly, we can run a fan, and there's a filter on that thing, and we can filter the air that way if the stuff if inside the house ever becomes an issue. It's about time someone took this song and did something funky with it, you know? Did something you can move to. Took that Safe and Sound song, and then also You Can Call Me Al. I think you're doing some Mixler maintenance today. I don't know if that's impacting anyone's listening experience or what the situation is, but I think they sent out some emails last week about some stuff they were gonna do today.
I love how all girls are move them body. And when you move your body, use social sites to spread your videos.
I want to spread my videos on the social sites.
Well, they can be a great way to broadcast your web video for free. Oh, yeah.
Free.
See, this allows you to get your video out there and viewers to learn about your company.
Great.
With social sites, you are able to interact with other members, which means it's a bigger chance of people seeing your video. You might even learn some new video techniques
I don't know about that. What? I don't know how much to learn.
In addition, social sites allow comments to be left.
The power in this tunnel is completely
out. This will allow you to judge the response that viewers have to your videos. This response will allow you to know how effectively your video is working or what needs to be done differently.
Okay.
It seems today
great. Put this on my social site.
The rappers put the food. food on the shelf. Everybody wanna say that I'm helping myself when I help the world. Bitch, help yourself. I'm my only child. I was God's oppression. Tupac perfected. Outlaw on records. I would never lose the game. I'm a short.
I don't think Lil B is Tupac, for the record. I mean, he says he is, but... zero traffic getting here, but now that I'm in San Francisco, like, traffic's way worse. But it's all on this pathway into the city, so, like, where could these people have come from? Where were they on the freeway? Here's a thought exercise for you if you want to fucking drive yourself insane like I have been for the past few minutes here. Let's assume that Beverly Hills Cop 4 actually comes out. I want to say it's slated for like 2021, which is a ridiculous concept to begin with, but here we are. You know, like the year after the Coming to America sequel, which I believe is tentatively titled Coming to America, which, perfect. Let's assume that Beverly Hills Cop 4 comes out, let's say, in the summer of 2021. Two-part question. Do you think the movie will make any reference to Crazy Frog in any way, shape, or form? Instead of a, you know, Detroit Lions jacket, will Axel Foley be wearing a Crazy Frog jacket? You know, just like, or like a little thing off to the side, or even, you know, will some music be in there? Now, okay, part two of my question: would you want there to be some direct reference to Crazy Frog in Beverly Hills Cop 4? Yeah. the same farts from the Halloween farts. They happen in the same order. It's the same track. I've memorized the sound of the fucking royalty-free
being
farts.
Being 12 of my girls. Gonna close all the windows. Hope that nobody hurls. No perfume's gonna cover it. They call us painter girls. We're gonna fart it up tonight. So if you got junk in your trunk. And if we pass out from our fuck.
Just wondering how many out there like to play games.
I do.
Now, how many of you think you can win games? How many of you think you can win against me and Kurt, the ultimate gamers? Yo, here's a little spit for you. Great. Good.
Who is to blame for making this game? Nintendo is the one who deserves the fame. Battle's so square, but it's so rare. Every household, it can be found. Everybody owns a game system. And if you don't, you must be real dumb. So many games.
Congratulations on your Nintendo Wrap. Congratulations on your award-winning cover of Wild Boys.
Thank you.
this sucks in a way I can appreciate. I don't know. Speaking of sucks. Speaking of dog shit out of a dog's ass. What Kurt would have wanted, ultimately. I think if you look deep in your heart, you'd know that to be true. Way to make this good. Could you make this but good? Or could you only hope to make it somewhat better but still bad?
There once was a farmer from Othotsam town who was tired of sowing his seeds on the ground. He went for a wonder and
walk till the dawn, till a wanton old she-troll he stumbled upon.
What's it all for? To a bus through your end of bed. What's it all for? She said, we're switch when he gets red. What's it all for?
Is this like a...
My family and my friends.
Are the, is this part, are they part of the psychopathic family? Because if you told me this was at the gathering, I'd believe you. The beat hasn't even started yet. Okay, yeah, I'm still... What? Wait. Jesus fucking Christ. God fucking damn it. Christ. Fucking terrible. But I'm sticking with, like, you could have this at the gathering of the Juggalos. Now more than ever. Now that the instrumentation has kicked in, I'm like, no, I was right. I was right. Man, this fucking sucks. Fucking movie Cradle to the Grave? That's not just the name of the fucking album? Is this on the Cradle? Yes! This is on the fucking Cradle to the Grave soundtrack. Good God. Was DMX contractually obligated to appear on every song on the Cradle to the Grave soundtrack? Good God, man. Oh, yeah, good. I would rather listen to the other song. Because at least that made me think of a better song. Singing it like it was a country song. We'll be right back.
takes such good care of his cat and dog. But his cat is very mean and mean and mean about it. He's got a cat named Garfield, and that cat is very rude all the time, making rude, rude comments at John Arbuckle. John Arbuckle, he is a good man, he's very nice, and yet he's got a stupid cat who is always saying wise things about his owner. Poor John Arbuckle.
A true artist. Glad he got back into making music, you know? It had been too long.
Could it make this more morbid? Fucking PlayStation abortion. Can I kill you? Cross network. Guess it's raising their net worth. Now Microsoft just gave birth to a new gaming console.
You play the games. That's the only way that we became the only awesome names of which.
Fuck, man. I gotta go. I'll see y'all later. God damn.